You're listening to Off-Road Garage Podcast, and here are Jason and Jim.
And we're live. Back at it. What's going on, buddy?
You're looking at it.
Yeah.
Back at it.
I'm pretty
stoked.
It's
been a hot minute.
It's been a minute. First off, we got to say sorry to Angel from Seventh Thought Society.
Yeah, we let him down.
He missed his podcast. Rocking his shirt today.
A lot of people missed it. We were off the map for a while.
Sorry, work got a little hectic, and we're back at it. Working family commitments. Very excited.
Yes.
We got the one and only from Truck Night in America.
Oh, the
YouTuber that runs Turbo's Toy Box. The Instagram man behind the Stomper, man. Andy Hanna. What's up, Andy? You there?
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
Highlight the intro. Feel good?
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Giving me a lot to live up to here.
He started off, he's like, I don't know who else we're talking to tonight. This sounds great.
Somebody else is great.
I thought I was listening for a minute, like, man, they got somebody good on. Oh, wait, it's me.
Wah, wah.
Wah, wah.
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking about this since the first Cabin Fever run. So, I mean, it's been 3 years, 2.5, 3 years. We've been talking about having Andy on.
Yeah.
This is our first time.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
And we're really good at being like, yeah, we'll get you on the show. And then life happens.
Yeah.
So if we told you that, we'll still 100%.
We're still down. Yeah.
We just, life happens. So send us a message. We won't give you a hard time. We're like, oh, yeah, that's right. We'll get you.
We didn't forget. You're on the list.
You're on the list. Just.
And on a good note, our listeners are so solid that when I put up like, hey, we've been away, sorry, in that post today, I had like 4 people reach out and say, hey, I'm available if you want to talk about this or that or the other thing.
That's awesome.
So we've got shows lined up already.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so much.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Some of them are happy. Some of them are like, one of them is scary.
One of them is scary?
Some land use issues they're trying to take away from us up in the UP.
Oh.
Yeah. So that one's not going to be great, but at least it'll be eye-opening.
Yeah.
Well.
Breaking
and unfortunately,
news.
Sometimes we need that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So for the folks that don't know and haven't had the opportunity to watch you thrash your little rig.
Thoroughly thrash your little rig.
Yeah, why don't we learn a little bit about Andy real quick?
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, grew up car guy. There's stories of dad restoring a Mustang convertible when I was, I don't even know how old, young, 5 or 6. Something handed me a Phillips screwdriver, went in the house to take a phone call, and when he came out, anything the Phillips screwdriver fit was off the Mustang. So he had no idea where any of it went or what went where or why, but been a gearhead ever since I could push a Hot Wheels, I guess.
Perfect.
Yep. Absolutely.
The most recent toy, which probably like the second longest I've ever owned a vehicle, honestly, is the Stomper. So the first would be my old rusted plow truck that I had for like 10 years until the frame broke in half. So second would be the Stomper. So I bought being a Toyota nut. So I bought a cabin frame from a guy for like $300. It was sitting in a field, I don't know, half hour away from me, and took the rusted out 4Runner I had and meshed the two and built the truck, and then as the truck was, I was documenting it on Instagram as I was putting it together, and this whatever company reached out to me and said, hey, you look like you'd be a great fit for this truck show that we're going to film, and get a hold of us. And I just assumed it was baloney and deleted the message and went about my day. And then a couple weeks later, after the same company hits me up again, and they're like, hey, this is not a scam. Please call us. We're very serious about having you, you know, participate in this upcoming thing. And so I called the number, and it was a California number, and I still felt it was a scam, but I left my information anyway. And so they called me like 20 minutes later, and I ended up doing a couple of phone interviews and then a couple of Skype interviews. And then they, hauled us, we hauled it, but they hauled us all down to Georgia, and we got to do a little bit of four-wheeling for TV, which isn't nearly as cool as it sounds. It was a whole lot of sitting around, and
gotta wait for that shot, wait for the light to be right.
Yeah, oh man, lots of hurry up and wait, you know. So yeah, for the, you know, probably less than, you know, 30 seconds before we and I got to do on TV, I was there for 3 days. But yeah, but it was cool. We met some awesome, awesome people, and so yeah, now we get together and have little reunions every year. And actually, we're going to go again this year to Wind Rock Off Road Park down in Tennessee, and
nice.
Hook up with some of the other people that got the film, and that's always a great time. So we've made a lot of good friendships with it and stuff. So yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, we talked about show with Bender. He was on the show on our show a while back, and we talked about the
couple times. He's as you know, he's a big fan of your truck. I believe he was your
He was your guy, wasn't he? Actually my coach or whatever, you know, on the show, which was cool. But yeah, he's super Toyota guru guy, so he's got pretty sweet stuff.
Super Toyota guru that works at a Jeep place. Love it.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
go where the money is.
Gotta go where it pays bills. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
I get it.
So what is the
stopper? So if anybody wants to.
It's a cab and a frame.
Yeah, so it's a 1983 Toyota cab and frame. And then in the midst of building, you know, putting, I swapped the 22RE motor, 5-speed trans, welded rear diffs, all the stuff into the truck. And then, so now the current version is, got like a built 22RE in it, which has been bored 60,000 silver, and it's got, you know, like dome top pistons, and we shaved the block and we shaved the head, and so it makes like 10.5-to-1 compression, and it's got a Doug Thorley tri-y on it, a big cam and heavy valve springs and all kinds of nifty stuff. So
it's very competitive with a Vanguard Briggs and Stratton 30 horse.
Probably would be outdone by the Briggs, no doubt. It makes a lot of cool noise. It does. Really have
it sounds like a pipe chainsaw.
Yeah, it does. It sounds like the rowdiest chainsaw ever.
I think I cut you off. To a couple of transfer cases and you know, some 529 active gears and 37-inch tires, and you know, got enough power to break a lot of stuff. So.
Couple transfer cases. You have all the transfer cases.
Yeah, but no, it's a lot of fun. So, yeah, I've done I would say my buddy Luke Delk helped me build the cage in it for truck night. Like, they were like, you got to have at least a 4-point roll cage and harnesses and stuff. So that was kind of like you know, like, hurry up, we got to get something done. And it turned out absolutely amazing the way it fits in there. Super cool. But, so yeah, I mean, other than that, you know, and my buddy Tommy helped me build the motor. But most of the rest of it's just been me in the garage with a little, you know, like 110 welder. So yeah, it wasn't literally until like I moved into this house a year and a half ago that I finally got a 220 welder. So,
Makes things a little bit nicer.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the welds are so much cleaner.
It's so many less passes.
Able to crank that juice up and get after it, right?
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
And so we've seen that little guy run. I mean, it runs well. It does good.
Oh yeah, it tears it up.
Well, got to be a certain amount of crazy behind the wheel too. So.
Yeah, you definitely don't seem to hold back. Which is helpful, and it seems to put up to your abuse fairly well. It still seems to have its fusible links that I've seen tell you that it's bad enough. We can stop and go back on the trailer now.
Right? Yeah. No, so far, so good. I mean, its weak link seems to be universal joints and ring and pinion gears. We've gone through a few of both of those, but whatever.
Because it's the 30 horse and 12 million foot-pounds of torque with all the transfer cases and low.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, no, so yeah, it's got the front differential is pretty sweet. I took a Toyota factory electronic locking differential out of like the Tacomas or the 4Runners.
Yeah.
And I put it in there. I had it all wired up. You know, I re-geared it to my 529. And the first time it hit the switch, it locked in. I'm like, oh, sweet, you know. And then the third time I went to use it, it wouldn't work. And I couldn't figure out what was going on. Well, the actuator was bad, the electronic actuator. And at that point, nobody was doing an aftermarket one. And Toyota wanted like $600+ for it. And I you know, used ones were half of that. And, you know, even at $300, I had a hard time justifying spending $300 on a used actuator. You know, you're talking electronic part that's doomed to fail anyway. So I ended up buying a universal throttle cable from Napa, cutting apart the original actuator and making a mechanical cable push-pull lever operated locker for the front. So it's pretty sweet. So I got like a, you know, manual engagement locking disc in the front and got hydro assist steering on it. Yeah.
People are going to be cool asking stuff about that, Andy. Did you happen to film that or record that or have any information
on Turbo's Toy Box on YouTube.
Okay.
You got to dig through the old videos.
All right. That's where to find it. That's how to do it.
At least it's there. At least you know it's out there.
Yep.
The knowledge is there for all to enjoy.
But we all know he's in a research. He's going to hit up Andy direct and be like, hey, the Stomper, I'm trying to do this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's hilarious is that people will watch, like, current wheeling videos, you know, like I'll post, you know, the video that I do for the Cabin Fever Run or something, and they'll see where I, like, engage the front locker, and they'll be like, what were you doing? How does that work?
What did you just do? Yeah.
Yeah. Or apparently people have saved this on some of the Toyota Facebook pages, and so occasionally I'll get tagged, hey, hit up this guy, he knows, he did this bypass thing for like $50.
Hell yes.
You start selling a sticker for $25 with the knowledge, like, yeah, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Oh,
you gotta buy a sticker.
this is more of those $1 million ideas you guys have on the show all the time. I hear them constantly.
You been writing them down?
Man, someone doesn't.
Not us.
Yeah.
You need like the knowledge given by Andy sticker that you send for $25. Yeah. I like that.
So what's funny is there's a company called, I don't want to call them out on here. So there's a company that makes a cable actuated front locking kit for the Toyota diff.
Okay.
And they seen how I was doing it. I think they got tagged enough times that it kind of negated their like $350-$400 kit.
Oh, nice.
And so now they sell a modified version of their kit, which is more like, you know, on par with the budget that I had.
Right. That's awesome. When you change the industry, Andy,
right?
I applaud you, sir. Hell
yeah.
Yes.
They're
like, oh, we've got this $300 kit. And they're like, hey, this guy does it online for like $50. They're like, shit.
You got $200 on the order for beer.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Wish they would have just contacted me and been like, you know what? For a couple grand, we'll pay you to delete all of your stuff. Like, all right.
Done.
Like, I could use a set of new 37.
Right. Sure. Yeah. Delete. I make a whole new video where I show them how to install your cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for a couple grand an install video, I will make that happen.
All they had to do was ask. That's it right there. Sometimes that's all you got to do.
They done messed up Aaron.
Oh.
I like the fact that it's like a chameleon, because it goes from little rock bouncer to like overlander to...
It matches all the colors of body panels it has. Like sometimes you're racing it, sometimes you're overlanding it, sometimes you're rock bouncing it.
Yeah, I couldn't afford to build I shouldn't say that, but yeah, I couldn't afford to build multiple rigs, right? So when I first built it, I'm like, okay, my goal was I want a truck I can get in and drive down the road, but if I see a two-track, I'm not going to steer away from it. Or if I want to drive and go out to dinner and have a couple beers and two-track my way home, like, that's what I want. So I didn't want to do, like, the full hydro assist. I didn't want to have a full hydraulic steering. You know, I knew I wanted to keep, like, hydro assist still had to have that mechanical connection for legality.
Right.
And I didn't want, like, an open vehicle. I wasn't going to do, like, a buggy or something, you know.
Yep.
So... it just kind of, it kind of just checked all the boxes, you know, like it has wipers and it has heat and you can shut the doors and the windows and, you know, be dry. And so, so it works really well. It kind of, it's not awesome at anything, but it works really good at everything. So,
yeah, it really does.
I'm jealous of that dry part. I've got a 2011 and mine still leaks inside.
So it is. Yeah.
I know it's a different brand. I understand.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
It speaks for itself.
Yeah. So when I bought the cab in had been painted like this Subaru Rally Racing blue color, and the doors and hood that came with it, the like underhood supports were just rusted away, and the hood was flapping in the breeze. The bottom, like 3 inches of the door, was just rotting away, and they were flapping in the breeze. And but when I first put it together, I'm like, this is what I got, you know, like whatever, it worked. And it was just a few months later, I found, you know, when Craigslist was still popular, I don't even know if that still exists anymore, if everybody just uses Facebook, but when Craigslist was popular, I found on Craigslist, this guy had a couple of 1981 Toyota pickups up in Sheboygan, up kind of northeast of me. And so me and my buddy went up there and we drug both of those home, and he needed some parts and I needed some parts. And so that's where like the box and the doors and the hood came from.
Which, to clarify, this is the Rust Belt. So to find a Toyota of that age in this area is like...
With metal at all, with any metal left.
With any kind of sheet metal. You might be able to find a frame-ish, but sheet metal?
Yeah.
That's impressive. You hit gold.
Yeah, if it's more than 10 years old, it's probably fallen in half by now.
Right. Yeah, not much left.
Yeah. So then I ended up trading the transfer case and stuff out of that parts truck, the 81 parts truck I bought, I traded the transfer case for the pair of front fenders and some other parts that I needed. So that's where the white and blue with the, you know, Toyota striped fenders came from. And so, yeah, just kind of kept piecing it together as I went. And, you know, it's on like it's fourth front axle housing currently, because I have a tendency of abusing things. And so I've bent three axle housings in the front so far.
Okay.
And
you're going to need to learn how to fabricate your own front axles, because eventually you're running out.
Yeah. I needed to hook up with that guy from Trail Gear that you guys went with, because I could really use some of the Trail Gear housings, because I think I would be a great test dummy for them.
So Matt and Armin, if you guys are listening, hit up Andy, and he will punish your equipment. Guaranteed.
Yeah. Yeah. I can do some severe durability testing for you. I would be happy to do so. But yeah, it's on like its third rear axle housing. So I guess I'm hard on equipment, but whatever.
Armin and Matt, calling you guys right now. Yeah. Check this out. We'll tag him. We'll tag him when we drop it and post it at like 3 minutes and 48 seconds. Listen to that part. Because his rig was sick. The one he had at the UP run went to.
Yeah.
The 35s, the long travel, and the go fast parts.
Yeah.
Seeing the pictures of it and stuff, man. Definitely a nice unit.
Yeah, it looked good.
And he had no problem sending her. Like he was getting, you could tell he's a West Coast wheeler, because once he had a minute to crack that bad boy open, he would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, this ain't the desert. Right.
Yeah.
That ain't a cactus. That's a pine tree.
Yeah. Maple trees don't move.
Yeah. That thing ain't moving. That's going to win.
That's awesome. Yeah. So, I was impressed with Jeremy there from New Holland when we were on the Cabin Fever run, man. I was like following behind him down some of those snow-covered two tracks, and he was boogieing.
Yeah, he gets that. That's another well-rounded, well-built rig.
Oh yeah,
it goes anywhere he points it, and he can take it anywhere and vacation there for the week. I think
you don't see many people sending campers. He's jumping a camper basically.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
totally kitted out, and he is no problem sending it.
Yeah, not afraid at all to use it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that run was cool, because that was one of my first runs I've been on that was that multifaceted. I mean, we had, what, two Tacomas, a couple of JKs, a ZJ, and then your little guy, your pickup, and an MJ. So it was like, it wasn't just a Jeep run. It wasn't just a Toyota run. It was pretty well mixed.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
We needed a Samurai and a Hummer. We'd have had everything cool.
pretty much. Yeah. We'd have rounded around. Yeah.
No, it's always a good time.
So what's your favorite kind of wheeling? I mean, I see you kind of deal with everything. What's your favorite? What's your favorite place? Your favorite kind? Or,
you know, I'm a Northern Michigan guy through and through. I love the snow. There's just something about the snow. It's clean. You know, it doesn't. As long as you're not on the roads, what salt is, you know, who cares? I love snow wheeling. I think it's a blast.
So how do you feel about that new house bill they're trying to pass where they're going to outlaw ORV use in the snow?
Oh, yeah. They're always trying to do something.
And he's going to put tracks on the back and skis on the front. Yeah. Like, it's a snowmobile now. Now what do you got?
That's right. Right.
Adapt and overcome.
Yeah. I mean, I do. I've had a ton of fun in the rocks, too, but I do have this kind of inherent fear of rolling the truck. You know what I mean? It's more than capable of doing what I want it to do. And I definitely like pushing the limits of it, you know. But when the tires get light, I'm like, man, I just don't want to do that to it. You know what I mean? Because I roll it,
you're
not going to find this tin again. You're not going to be able to put a windshield in it. You're not going to be able to do a lot of the things I like doing. So,
right.
Yeah, it's not
as
like
much
it's
as
a,
I love
it'd be like the end
playing
of
in the rock.
End of an era, end of a, you know, destroy a legend. Yeah. A legend that is the stomper.
Not a third gen where you can just go and find the parts or buy the parts or whatever.
Yeah. It'd be very hard to source that out. And, I mean, that it has really taken on, like, its own legendary status. I mean, you have, what, RC cars modeled after it. We were just googling the sticker you sent us of it. Yep. And then didn't someone copy your Instagram or something?
Yeah.
Were they trying to sell it or something like that online? Some scam?
I've had all kinds of craziness. So, yeah.
That's what you know.
That was the most recent thing. So, a guy, I'm going to say guy, just generic. So, a person.
Fucker works too. That's like gender neutral.
So, a person put a picture of my truck on Craigslist out in Washington. And did something like they were giving my truck away for free if you sent them some message about why you thought you were the most deserving person of the truck, which I didn't send them a message. I would only assume it was some sort of a scam that they were going to, you know, steal your identity or something. Who knows? I don't even care. But so, yeah, I flagged the ad and posted for people to flag the ad because, you know, work for your stuff, people. Quit being bums. But
yeah,
and then, I've had like a couple of people send me pictures or tag me in pictures of RC cars. So one of them was like a 24th scale radio control car, and the guy befriended me on Facebook, and he's actually from overseas, and but he had built a 24th scale RC car. And like painted it and tried to mimic, you know, my truck as much as he could in that scale. And so he was then, once I posted the picture of that one, another gentleman from Maryland sent me a picture and he goes, oh, that's cool that somebody else is, you know, using your truck as a, you know, as their model or whatever. He goes, I'm actually building one in a 10th scale. And so I'm like, oh man, that is so cool. Would you be interested in maybe building me one of those, you know, that I probably could do it if I spent the time and energy, but I just didn't have the time and energy and funds to dedicate to it.
Right.
He's like, yeah. I'll get a body and I'll get it painted up for you. And I'm like, oh, sweet. You know, let me know what I owe you. And do I send you money now or later? No. Don't, you know, he's like, don't worry about it. And so I hadn't heard nothing from him for a couple months actually. And I kind of forgot about it. And then out of the blue one day, he sent me a message and he goes, hey, what's your mailing address? I have something for you. And I gave him my mailing address and what do I owe you? Oh, don't worry about it. You know, once you see it, you know, we'll talk. And okay. And so when the box came, I did a YouTube unboxing video of it thinking that I was going to open up this scale body, this 1/10 scale body of an RC truck that looked like the stopper, and the guy actually sent me the whole truck, which was
super awesome.
Unbelievable. Yeah. It's totally unbelievable. I mean, you're talking about something that, I mean, it's got to be worth at least $500 or more, you know? So I was blown away by his generosity, and he wouldn't take a penny, and he didn't leave me a return address or any way to give him anything for it, and so it was pretty cool.
That is awesome.
That's not Unabomber-y at all. No return package?
Yeah. Right? I was pretty blown away.
You're lucky that didn't get flagged somewhere. Yeah.
Good thing he's
terminal. Yeah, right.
He's
yeah.
in his house under an uncovered light bulb making models instead of bombs. Like, hey, yep. whatever, dude. That keeps you sane, I guess.
Whatever. That's awesome. Yeah. That's like when you know, like I said, it's reached its own legendary status when people are making models of it.
Well, shout out to the Unibuilder out there. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
RC
so,
Unibuilder.
Yeah. Easy Koi was his, and he may have changed his username on Instagram, but I tagged him. If you go find the pictures or videos of the RC truck,
I remember seeing pictures of it. I'm like, that is freaking awesome.
It is so rad.
Have you broke it yet?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I broke all the axles.
I can break anything. Are you kidding me? And the sticker. So the sticker I sent you guys.
Yeah.
So that was another like instance of a gentleman sent me this picture and said, hey, your truck, I grew up around Toyota trucks and, I really love your truck and I just want to show you that you inspired me to do some doodling that, you know, something the guy does anyway. And, he said, I thought you might appreciate it. And I seen the picture. I'm like, that is so rad. Like, so what do I have to do to, like, you know, own this artwork? And so we came to terms on an agreement of a value for to pay him for his artwork. And so his Instagram, again, I tagged on there, but it's Matt Zudweg. And so, Jim, knowing that you are a fly fisherman, you're going to need to get a hold of Matt because he owns a company called Boneyard Fly Gear, and he does, like, all kinds of fly fishing stuff.
Uh-oh.
But
he's breaking out the phone.
He also has tons of super cool t-shirts and stuff on his website. One of them, of course, is the Stopper.
Someone messaged, was it me or was it the podcast? About almost some similar thing. Like, hey, do you guys want a drawing of your rig?
I mean, he doesn't follow us yet, but I follow him now. And he's got a really, really nice man beard.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like a fly fishing Viking.
Yeah,
I
believe he actually does like guided fly fishing and fishing tours and all kinds of stuff. So, but again, just a super cool, genuine guy. I mean, just talking back and forth with him. I haven't met him in person yet, but we came to terms. And then, so I own the artwork, and then I had another local friend actually print those stickers. And so, yeah, it's kind of just more cool things that the truck is kind of spun off into.
his artwork. Oh, there's your Stomper. I'm on his IG right now, doing some stalking.
Oh yeah, dude, very cool stuff.
He has one that's a Bronco. It says, "Stop wasting my taxes on paved roads."
Yes. Is that not the coolest thing ever? Yeah.
Super rowdy. I dig it. Might have to hit him up for some cartoon drawings of the Chupa and the ZJ out there.
Yeah.
He's got some really cool stuff. So,
yeah, I'm in full creep mode right now. I'm all the way back to like 2017.
He goes back quick.
I'm gonna start liking pictures and see if he hits us up. Like, why are you back in 2017 clicking on my stuff?
I don't even do that anymore. Yeah. Oh, hell yes.
Yeah. So,
when's the next wheeling trip, man? Where are you going next?
Again, if you watch the Instagram, I've been messing around with the wife's 4Runner. Actually, this weekend, we're headed up to Lake Superior Lakeshore, kind of northwest of Newberry. And we're going to do a little bit of super light rock hunting.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. My wife is like super into rocks. And so she is all about looking for special rocks and doing that kind of stuff. So, some longtime friends of ours graduated from high school with a couple of buddies and their families now and our family, and we're all going to go up there for a long weekend and hang out. So it should be a good time.
Hell yeah.
I've got a spot I'll direct message you. So I'm not going to give it away on the air, but I got a spot you might want to check out.
Super
for some
secret
of that.
UP spot?
Yeah. For rock hunting. Yeah. It's huge for rock hunting, but
yeah,
I don't want to blow it up too much.
Okay.
Took me up. I like it.
Got you covered.
So yeah, that's kind of next. That'll be her truck's it's nothing to scoff at. So she's got like a 2016 4Runner, and we've got a Dobbinson three inch in the front, 2 inch in the back lift kit on it, which I've done a little tweaking to fit some 35 inch tires on some Method wheels on it.
Nice.
And yeah, you got like a Mediabilt XL10 on the roof, and I just fabricated a 10 gallon PVC water tank for it, and picked up that new, like, super dirt cheap Napa Maxi Track 8 foot awning. And yeah, we got a couple of camp chairs and a little Weber grill, and we're gonna go up there and hang out.
Sounds like about it. Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm stoked.
Yeah, yeah, I would be too.
We were talking about the water tank pre-record. Yeah. You got the, is that also going to be on the video? Yeah, you got blueprints on how to build that?
Video. Right. Yeah, I dropped a video of it over the weekend. Yep, my little DIY project. So, I don't know. Nice. I look at all the stuff like, you know, Road Shower and some of the name brand stuff, you know, and I'm like, oh, wow, that's really cool. And I'm like, oh, wow, that's $500. Yeah. I mean...
You're the guy who ruins it for everybody.
You're
the guy who's bringing the prices down, people. Andy.
Yeah.
Andy, I'm like, looking out for the little guy.
Exactly. That's really cool, but you know, I bet I can do it for $150. And so I did.
Yeah, here I am walking through Home Depot, buying all the parts to make what you did. Yeah.
Thanks for the idea.
Thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. You know, nothing against none of those people or the people that can afford it and maybe don't have the skills to do so. Hey, I get it. Or the time. I mean, you know, time is money, and I definitely have some time into it, but,
That's one of the worst parts. Like, some of the stuff I see, I'm like, I could do that. And you're like, dude, but it might take me a month because I'm not skilled in some of the stuff like the guys can do.
Yeah.
Like, everything from, like, Kydex holsters. Like, a buddy of mine whooped one out in half an hour. Oh, I'm still fighting with bending one. Like, I just gave up. I'm like, it's worth the $60.
Exactly.
I'll just duct tape this to my hip.
Yeah. This whole situation is stupid.
And that's where I'm at. Like, so then kind of the next step for the new, you know, for the wife's 4Runner, the new 4Runner, because I also have like a first gen 4Runner out here project that I'm working on too. But for the new 4Runner, the wife's 4Runner, you know, the next thing is that I've got like a Smittybilt 8,000 pound winch, or not, I'm sorry, a Warn. 8,000 pound winch sitting here that's going to go on it. And I'm like, man, I really want to get one of those, like, you know, the Victory 4x4 or something, the super nice looking winch bumper, you know, for the front. But I'm like, man, that's a few bucks.
Right. Yep.
Their products are beautiful and they're awesome. But, like, man, do I really want to spend that money?
Right.
But you got to make hers look right, because if it's yours, it's one thing, but hers got to look good.
That's the thing, you know? Yeah, she's not going to let it fly looking kind of, you know, scabbed together. So.
Yeah.
you can't use that fence post.
Throw some booger wells in the pit pipe and call it a day.
It is the new 4Runner.
Yeah. It's got a little bit of style. Still got
The thing I like about it the best, though, is that you're slowly working it into a wheeler, because it was a daily. And it was nice and regular and normal, and now it's like slowly turning into a wheeler.
Yeah, slowly we're slowly morphing it into, you know, Andy's vision for the car instead of Whitney's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome.
Take Andy's idea versus what Toyota thought it should have been, and make it look right.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
How did you work that in so that others may learn from your? Because I assume you probably didn't put that on YouTube.
So what I did is, you know, I married my high school sweetheart, and she trained me at a very young age. And, no, she's super understanding, and, you know, if it makes me happy, she's happy. And so, yeah, I'm very fortunate.
that is key. If it started with like the hey, you know these tires are kind of getting worn out, we should probably get some new ones. And
when the lift kit came home, the car had like, I don't know, 8,000 miles on it. We only had it a few months, and she like looked at me and she goes, "Huh, I'm surprised it took you this long." But she knew.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she already knew. She's like, like, he could try to fight it, but, you know, like, I can already see the writing on the wall.
Yeah. But if she didn't want to mess with it, she would have got, like, an Escape or something.
Mm-hmm. Bingo. Yeah. Bingo.
And once she put a Toyota in the driveway, it was a wrap.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, no. There was – it's every single car she's ever had since I've known her, right? Right. I mean, I'm that guy. Like, nothing is stock. Stock is lame. So yeah. – It doesn't matter whose it is or what it is. You know, my daughter's car is a 2002 Toyota Sequoia that I actually bought from my doctor. And, you know, the thing had like 230,000 miles on it. The struts were a little worn, and I'm like, oh, I got to put struts on it. We might as well put Bilstein 5100s on it, lift it a couple inches, and put some 33s on it. Nice.
Your daughter's driving on a lifted minivan. I love it.
Yeah. And then the exhaust manifold tracked on it. I'm like, huh, good time to put headers on it. So, yeah, you know, my 18-year-old daughter's got like a, you know, lifted Sequoia on 33s, and all the other soccer moms at the school and they're dropping their kids off are like asking her, is that your mom's car? That thing's really nice. No, this is mine.
Back off.
You know, but it's big and it's safe and it's got a full frame and it sucks a lot of gas. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't go far.
She'll
never
have money for narcotics if she's got something like that.
Amen, brother.
Just keep building Toyotas.
That's a fact.
That's all right. Yeah, that's the angle.
That's exactly the point.
Yeah.
My dad said, you know, if I get him addicted to cars when he's young, he's never going to be able to afford drugs.
Yeah, I know, right? A drug addiction would have been so much cheaper.
And it's so true. It was everything, you know, snowmobiles and, you know, and cars. Boats and
But trying to pick your poison is the hard part. So I got dirt bikes, got the house, quads, jeeps, and none of it works because I can't afford to fix any of them. Like, I got to pick one poison.
Yes.
Yep.
And stick to that.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm looking at
that's where I'm at. Like, working on the stomper, and now I got this other first gen 4Runner project out here, and I've got like a 3RZ motor from the newer Tacoma sitting here for it, four cylinder, and the frame's done pretty much. Got 488 gears and a rear locker, and 3-inch lift and all the stuff, and it's like at the body work part, and I actually used to do body work like right out of high school, but I kind of don't like it and I don't want to do it, but that's the point it's at, so it's kind of sitting just stagnant here.
If you need help with the front axle, I know a guy.
Yeah. Right.
All kidding aside though, like, those older Toyota parts aren't they kind of hard to come by around the Rust Belt.
They're getting and harder to find, you know. So,
you know, there's some guy in Arizona with like an airplane hangar just full of Toyota skins, and when he passes away or something,
the family's just going to send it to the scrapper who lowest bid. Yep. You know, it's never. But I remember doing the samurai stuff, and that stuff got real hard to find real quick. It went from real cheap to, well, then they did the cash for clunkers, and that took out most of like all the cool stuff that we would love to have. Mm-hmm. It all got cubed and melted down.
If only I knew better back then, I could have had a couple swear bodies or something in the backyard.
Absolutely. But before then, the price of all that stuff was reasonable.
Yeah.
You could get a square body for like $1,500 and build it up, or an old Toyota truck.
You get a clean one for $5,000. I mean, like a nice one for $5,000.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now $5,000 doesn't buy you a used box, you know. Like,
right. You might get the frame in the cab.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, totally. That cash for clunkers thing totally did away with, like, the $1,500 used car, you know. And we were kids. You could pick up a pretty decent used car for $1,500 and drive it for a couple of years, you know. But
yeah. Oh, especially, I mean, for us especially, going for a Wheeler, whereas, like, I don't care if the fender matches the door.
Yeah.
I want to go beat on it in the woods. Does the four-wheel drive work? Perfect.
And does it have lots of rooms to it?
It runs. Yeah. It somewhat stops, somehow steers, and we're good. Send it.
Let's go wheel.
Lock it in.
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
But, that really put a hurting on the price of everything. Mm-hmm. And then
now with the Rona, all the used cars went ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, crazy. A guy from work bought a... Two things, like, he's one of those guys, right? So he bought a brand new GMC 2500 HD AT4 you know, loaded up truck.
Oh, I just keep hearing ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
Yeah, had it for like 6 or 8 months and made $4,000 on it. Dealership called and asked him if he wanted to sell it. In fact, made $4,000 on it.
Yeah.
And then
I've heard that a few times now.
Brand new pontoon boat. Same thing. Bought a brand new pontoon boat last fall and just sold it Monday and made like, I don't know, $4,500 on that. I'm like, how do you buy stuff brand new and make money on it?
Right.
That makes sense. Yeah.
It's absolutely crazy right now. But
the only credit card is now he can't
there's
touch
nothing
anything
for
else.
Him.
Yeah, he's done. So
You know what? Actually, as a good note, I did just find out as of the other day, my truck has arrived at the dealer and I can get it in a week or so.
Did you?
Wait, what? You're gonna finally get the truck?
I know. It's only been three months.
6 months? Oh my god.
After that sticker I sent you, what, my other truck's an invoice or something like that?
Yeah, my other truck's on back order or something like that.
That's insane.
My other truck is a reservation. That's the sticker I saw.
Yeah, that's it. You know what? No, it's at the dealer, so I'm just waiting. My sales guy, of course, is out of town, so I got to wait till he comes back.
Of course.
I could go.
I'm wondering what they're going to do with all these new trucks that have been sitting in fields for like a year when they finally do get the computer chips for them and stuff. Like, are they going to be junk from sitting around for a year? The brake's going to be rusted up, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I don't know. They're going to have to do something. It's going to be very interesting. I think we talked, I don't know if we talked about this in private or if it was on the last show, but I would think next year is going to be a good year to buy
new.
A 21 because.
But do you want it? Do you want the truck that's been sitting in the field for a year and a half waiting for its computer chip?
Yeah,
or are they going to have a bunch of issues?
I would assume I would like to think they're still going to honor all warranty.
We had that right? conversation offline where it was like, because I'm looking for a truck, and I'm like, yeah, if I get an F-150 back to the price that it was for $30,000 or
so. At this point, let's be real, a Ram, a Chevy, it doesn't matter, Toyota. They're all sitting there waiting for computer chips at this point.
But and I'm also considering, like, those were built on on-off schedules during the Rona. Like, there's all kind of stuff I wonder if it's right, you know?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah. And built by the disgruntled employees that were, like, you know, deemed essential that didn't want to be there.
And I'd hate to be somewhere on US 2 in the middle of the night in a snowstorm in the UP and have that thing go.
And I have been hearing there's been more and more problems with the newer trucks on all sides.
Yeah.
Not one brand or another, but they seem to all be having issues. And I do think that the electronics sitting, like you said, sitting around for a long time, there's things that people don't think about, like capacitors and things like that, that don't do good when they go without power for a long time.
Yeah, they got to be juicing, drained on
and
a regular.
When they drain down, then it's a whole nother. That's electrical. That's out of my realm of knowledge. I just know it's bad. Yeah. And you're right, like the brakes and the surface metals that are normally kept pretty clean by use are now.
Yeah.
That's not even talking about, like, what if something made a nest in it? Like, I mean, how many of those fields are got pack rats in them or something?
Oh,
you know?
Right. About that.
Yeah.
You guys worry about electronics.
You get a brand new truck, it comes with a trash panda. The damn thing comes crawling out of the dash. Like, oh, God. How's a dealer going to get you back for that? Well, it scared me. I went into the ditch and totaled it. Yeah. And, you know, then you got to prove there was a trash panda riding shotgun.
You were on a rocky road? No. Rocky the raccoon came out of my glove box.
The raccoon came out at me.
Yeah.
Chester the chipmunk come ripping across my arm as I was driving.
FYI, so if you work on a car that has had inhibitors under the dashboard and you hit your head on something metal, go to the ER right away. Just I'll tell you that in an experienced situation. Maybe a guy was working under the dash of something that smelled like rodent and then hit his head and then, the infections with that are real. So,
got like a sepsis infection of his bald head.
Looked like he had elephantitis on half his face.
That sounds pretty savage.
What?
Yeah, I couldn't open it up. It was crazy. It was good.
I mean, just working on anything that a critter has inhabited is an experience in itself. When you're like shoveling out mouse dew out of the dash.
Yeah, but
that's insane. I didn't even think about that.
Turn your head the wrong way. just a little tiny nick, like on your forehead, is all it takes, dude. It's crazy.
Well, I mean, honestly, right? That could be your arm, your hand, any kind of anything that critter has been rubbing up against. Yeah, that's disgusting. Okay.
Note to self.
Note to self. Because God knows how many critters were living in the chupa before we.
It was relatively rodent-free. It didn't smell like rodent. It was bugs. That was my concern. We had a lot of bees and wasps and stuff in there.
I felt like there was
a little one.
I think you had a friend in your frame.
Just a little one.
Yeah.
He's fine. I want to say that's like the one rig
it's a pet.
In person.
What's that?
I said that's the one rig I've yet to see in person. I'm kind of starting to wonder if this thing even really exists. I've heard stories and
soft photos, allegedly.
It's like Bigfoot. It's allegedly out there.
So my honest to God plan was to bring it last time you guys came down to Hollyoaks.
Yeah.
And then I got forced to go to work.
Yeah.
So I do have it. We're going to bring it actually over to the shop here.
Gotta get it fixed.
I got to put brake lines in it because the front, I brought it out for a cruise the other day. And it's been about a year now. The other day, my ass.
Splattered brake fluid on the garage door. It said, I'm not leaving today.
That's how I knew I hit a certain age in my life when the other day was a year ago.
Yeah.
So I pull out of the house and it doesn't stop. And I'm like, well, I'm already this far down the driveway. So I just drove it to the gas station. I would just throw it into one and then throw it in the park so it would stop. And now, you know.
You should not do that. Your transmission was not fun to stop, to swap out. Stop that. Don't tell me that.
Yeah.
I have to show you the video of me melting bolts to get your trans out the last time.
And then it might explain why I've got trans fluid all over the floor of the garage right now, too.
Oh, my God.
Thing, though, is my bug problem is solved because they like trans fluid and they all just die in a pool. I got all these dead bugs under my Jeep in the garage, bro. It's disgusting.
Nice. Awesome. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Are you guys going to try and make it to Wind Rock with me this year or what?
We'll have to check dates. I'd like to, but I'd like to do a lot of things. And unfortunately, my life seems to cancel a lot of my plans.
It does sound rad. I got to check with the wife because her birthday is in September.
Gotcha.
Usually we go away for a week for her birthday. It just depends on what week that falls on.
Yeah. Well, and I get it. Totally.
Yeah, family. But I would be super rad to go down with a bunch of former TV stars and let them pound on their rigs if I take cool photos of them.
That would be worth it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's like, it's legit. Like every wheeling guy I ever met, a nice guy. You know, you don't run into too many people that are not great people when you're four wheeling. So,
no.
Well, they generally don't stop and hang around. That's kind of nice. They weed themselves out.
Yeah,
they don't like come wandering over to the group of people
with beer
to just be a jackass.
Yep.
Because that was the time that you realized, like, I think you liked us, is when we showed up and you were freezing your ass off by a campfire, and I fed you fajitas the first time.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's when you're like, hey, wait a minute.
I'm like, hey, I have these brats that are still kind of frozen, but that guy's got fajitas, and he said I could have one. I like this guy.
Making them by the pound.
Did we just become best friends?
Yeah. And that sad campfire we had that year because everything was flooded.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he's got to shovel the snow out of the fire pit.
Yeah, he's like, no, you don't.
Key. No, you don't.
Not with kerosene and a torch.
Stop it. No, you still do.
Right. Yeah. Burn it. More fire. More fire. It'll sort itself out.
Liquid kindling.
Yeah, after my experience with Armin from AllPro, I've been, like, renewed in my love of, like, taking photos of off-road trucks because he was amazing to watch.
Yeah.
He's, like, their head marketing guy. And he's out there in Chuck Taylors with high water khakis on and like a Toyota shirt running through the mud to make sure he gets really good photos, getting destroyed by mosquitoes and stuff.
Never got dirty. I never saw the guy with dirt on.
Never. Like he like levitated to a different plane over the dirt and was just
grabbing
rad photos.
I don't know. Maybe he used some kind of special spray that like repelled
like
the mud.
Pam. Like,
what's the stuff you used to spray on your furniture back in the day was Scotch Guard. Someone Scotch Guarded his whole body and no mud would stick.
And he had like a super nice camera, like better, like way nicer than my camera. And I'm like, you want me to hold that? He goes, no, he just puts it in the dirt. And I'm like, oh, okay. You are a gangster, bro. Like, I love it. Because he had a really nice video camera. He'd like come out like all suited up with the camera strapped to him and grab a couple stills and chuck his camera in the dirt and go to video. And I was like, bro, you're serious. This dude's for real, for real.
So yeah.
Now I got to up my game.
I like. Meanwhile, Turbo Toy Box is being filmed on my iPhone.
Right? But
filmed, edited. Every picture you see, I've never posted a picture that was taken with a real camera, except for the ones that you sent me, Jim.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Oh, hell yes.
The only pictures I have ever posted that were taken from an actual, like, camera.
That's awesome. And the sad part is I've got...
Everyone's hitting you up. I'm like, did you get a new iPhone?
Right? Yeah.
I've got 5 SD cards full of Wheeling videos I don't know what to do with. Oh, he's talking about editing them on his phone. Like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so funny. Yep. Well, let me know.
For sure.
You're more than welcome to come along.
Yeah, we'll get with you on that and find out. I'd like to. Yeah. I really would like to go. But
you've been talking about Windrock for a minute, too.
Oh, man. I've been trying to get down there, and it's like every time life happens.
Yeah, life does happen.
They might appreciate the full body.
You got to make it happen, brother.
I know. I'm about to make it happen. Believe me. We'll talk off air. I'm about to sort that out right the hell now. I'm about done with this.
Well, I don't think you have any sponsors. We're getting to that 1 hour mark that we always worry about. You're not sponsored by anybody. This is all funded by Turbo's Toy Box and Andy, right? I mean,
yeah.
No partners.
Loving and understanding wife.
Okay, well, shout out to the wives for sure.
Absolutely. That's where it's at.
Shout out to the wives. Yep. Shout out to the guys that built you red RC crawlers.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Super awesome.
And the sticker guy.
Yeah. Matt Zudwig, the sticker guy. Yep. And Carmen at Epicenter Graphics, who printed the stickers.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool. A
couple of buddies that. Jacob at Offroad Anonymous and Kyle at Special Ops Motorsports have both hooked me up on parts and helping me with little things I couldn't figure out here and there. Both great guys. Definitely a good time. Always a good time.
And again, we're sorry, Angel, for missing out last week. We'll try to make it up to you.
Yeah, we'll try to do a bunch of episodes soon.
No. Hit the music. We're out of here. Thanks for listening, everybody.